The FBI has confirmed that the California mass shooting that left 14 people dead is now being investigated as an act of terrorism. It's looking into the digital thumbprint of the suspects who apparently attempted to destroy two mobile phones, a computer and a hard drive. Police are not yet confirming widespread media reports that the female suspect in the San Bernardino massacre pledged her allegiance to Islamic State. But the FBI is satisfied that the suspects were not part of a bigger cell, but it says it is possible they were inspired by a foreign terrorist organisation. There's also been some bizarre scenes at the apartment the couple rented when the landlord gave US media access and was then broadcast on live television. Our North America correspondent is Michael Vincent.
After 3 days of investigation into this massacre, the FBI has declared that this is an act of terrorism. Let's get straight into hearing from the Assistant Regional Director of the FBI, David Bowditch.
As of today, based on the information and the facts as we know them, we are now investigating these horrific acts as an act of terrorism. We have uncovered evidence that has led us to learn of extensive planning. Obviously, we've uncovered evidence of explosive, multiple armaments, you know that. You know the ammunition that was out there, the high-powered weapons, the explosive devices. We are continuing to go down the path to ensure that we find all of the evidence that pertains to this matter. We have also uncovered evidence that these subjects they attempted to destroy their digital fingerprints. For example, we found two cell phones in a nearby trash can. Those cell phones were actually crushed. We have retained those cell phones, and we do continue to exploit the data from those cell phones. We do hope that the digital fingerprints that were left by these two individuals will take us towards their motivation.
That's the Assistant Regional Director of the FBI, David Bowditch. Michael, what do we now know about these suspects?
Well, as you heard him say, they did attempt to destroy their digital fingerprints. They destroyed the two cell phones. We believe they destroyed a computer hard drive as well. The FBI is looking into who they may have been communicating with, and everyone at the press conference was asking, well, can you confirm that this was an Islamic State-inspired or directed attack? They're not confirming any links at all yet to any terrorist organisation. That's despite claims by Islamic State that either had contact with these people or inspired them. That's definitely been denied by sources unofficially. Another thing that we learned today, again unofficially, not confirmed by the FBI, although they say they were aware of it, is multiple reports now that Tashfeen Malik, the female suspect in this case, posted on social media a pledge of allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the leader of Islamic State, that post was later then removed. The timing of when that post occurred is not clear. She might not have made it in her own name. That is also not clear. The FBI not denying those reports, but also not confirming those reports. The fact that there is this female suspect who we now know was a pharmacist, trained pharmacist in Pakistan, although she lived most of her life in Saudi Arabia. That's where she met her husband and then came to the United States. Pakistani intelligence is now involved. Saudi Arabian authorities have also commented, saying they weren't aware of them, either of them being on any terror watch list. And now you've got this sort of international investigation taking place, which the FBI says is going to be very complex and very long term. We've had the former director of the US National Counterterrorism Center, Michael Leiter, describe how strange it is that you had a couple involved in what is now a terrorist act.
It is extremely rare in terrorist circles and radicalization to even see two individuals who are married to go out and do this together. We've seen some examples of what are known as black widows, women becoming radicalized when their husbands are killed in places like Chechnya. But to go out and do this together, even in global ISIS circles, is really an outlier.
Former director of the US National Counterterrorism Center, Michael Leiter, speaking a short time ago. Michael Vincent, there have been some rather odd scenes of the US media entering and rummaging through the house belonging to this couple. Tell us what happened there.
Dozens of reporters, cameramen, photographers were allowed into the house by the landlord of the apartment, who reportedly took a fee of $1,000 to let one crew in first. The media then rummaged, this was on live television here in the United States, rummaged through every part of the house, pointing out computers, pointing out clothing, pointing out baby toys and Qurans and prayer mats and the dirty dishes in the kitchen. It was a very, very odd scene. And they also broadcast live pictures, just going through picture after picture after picture of people who we've never seen a picture yet of Tashfeen Malik. They were saying this may be her, this may be her, this one could be her. And they went through identifications as well belonging to her husband. Now, it was a very odd scene. The FBI, when they were asked about it, said, well, we don't control it. Once we boarded it up, we hand it back over, and it has, quote, nothing to do with us. So very odd scenes.
But was the house not still a crime scene?
Not according to the FBI, that once their warrant had been finished and they'd boarded it up and they handed authority back to the landlord, he could do with it what he saw fit.
So he decided to make some quick cash.
He has decided reportedly to allow the media in, at least one organisation, for a fee, and then everyone else was allowed in. Overnight, we have heard again from the brother-in-law of the main suspect, the male suspect, Saeed Farooq. The brother-in-law, Fahar Khan, spoke to a national media network here to sort of again go on the record about his feelings and shock and horror about all of this, and again talk about how horrific it was that they left this child behind so casually with a relative before heading off on this massacre.
It's always going to be a question in my live with me that, you know, why he did something like that. A normal person living with my family, why would he do something like that? Did somebody brainwash him? Something snap him? Did he ever had a fight at work? And I'm waiting to hear, like, you know, what really happened. The only way I see is, you know, I am my crazy act, and what's the outcome? You left your 6-month-old daughter, you know, in this life. Some people cannot have kids. God give you a gift of a daughter, and you left that kid behind. What did you achieve? I don't know what message they would left.
Are you angry at your brother-in-law for doing this?
Yeah, absolutely. Very angry. Very upset and angry.
That's Fahar Khan, who is married to the sister of the San Bernardino mass shooter, Saeed Rizwan Farooq.